Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Go to YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out there. As we look ahead to week 7 in the NFL, the Eagles at the Giants, a huge game. The Sirianni angle, can he compose himself on the sideline? Saquon Barkley returns to MetLife to take on the Giants. And, of course, will the Eagles build on what they did defensively last week, or is that just a product of playing Deshaun Watson and the Cleveland Browns? We find out. But one thing we're all looking at right away when that game starts is the offense. Not just the first quarter, which we dove into on the podcast in an episode on what's going on in the first quarter, some theories a couple days ago. But really bigger than that, just in general, the offense looks very, very mediocre right now. You look at some of the numbers, the ranks, where the Eagles are as we head into week 7, what a Thursday night game tonight between Denver and New Orleans. So the Eagles rank 18th in points per game. That's not good. They rank 13th in yards per play. They rank 11th in first downs per game, 18th in third down conversion percentage, 11th in yards per pass attempt, and they're bottom 11 in sack percentage. You throw that in the wash and it comes out, it's a very average offensive team right now. That's what they are. They're average. It should be better based on the money they've spent, based on the talent they have, the pedigree, where they put their resources on this team, going out and getting Kellen Moore, having a head coach that's an offensive background guy. This should be a better offense. There's no reason for this, but there are reasons. So let's dive into some thoughts on what's going on here and the realities of this team, because something has to change for this team and this season to change. We have a head coach that looks like a basket case right now. You got a defense that is a work in progress, that is very young, that although they played better against, you know, the Browns and played well against the Saints, got torched in some of their games, especially that week 4 game down in Tampa. So, you know, they're not trustworthy at this stage. The offense is supposed to be the driving force of this team, and we're not even sure we have there. Let's dive into the issues of the offense. First thing that's standing out to me is what is this offense? Because, you know, we've talked a lot about it on the show the last couple of days. You look at just aesthetically, you look at it. It doesn't look much different than last year. And in training camp or mini camp, Jalen Hurts told us it was 95% new. It doesn't look 95% new. Is this really Kellen Moore's offense? Is it Nick Sirianni getting his hand involved and this is what he wants to do? Or is this the product of having Jalen Hurts as the quarterback? You know, I don't know. Ben Solak, ESPN, wrote that this is not Kellen Moore's offense. Like, just stylistically, motion, tight end percentage, where the ball goes, route concepts. It's not the offense we've seen Kellen Moore run in Dallas or Los Angeles. So either he's shifted completely, or he's been forced to shift, or he thinks he has to shift. It's something to that degree. I don't know. The influence Jalen has on it, I don't know. Does Jalen not like to do under center concepts, and that's why they don't do them? Or is Jalen just not good at them? They saw that enough in practice in minicamp, training camp, and they say, hey, we got to scrap this, we got to go back to what Jalen does best. I don't know. I don't know why they aren't doing some of these things. I thought they did more under center stuff in 21. They haven't done it since. I actually thought there was some good under center stuff down the stretch of 21 they did that they haven't really done since. And we thought it would come back now with Kellen Moore, and it hasn't. So you have this whole, what is this offense? How many cooks are in the kitchen between Sirianni and Kellen Moore and Jalen Hurts and the influence he has on what plays they actually run? So that's the first thing. The second thing that stands out, and I think the biggest thing may just be the quarterback. You know, we had Elliot on yesterday on the Midday Show, and he brought up a really interesting point, you know, to the Eagles offense and the struggles and where do you put the blame. And he said, how many teams, you know, that have mediocre quarterback play are top 10 offenses? You know, it's like a chicken or the egg thing. Can the Eagles be a top 10 offense if I don't believe Jalen Hurts is a top 10 quarterback? And I think they can. It becomes more challenging. You know, the last couple years, I'm not sure how many people wanted to say or are willing to say now. I think you should say, but you know, you go back and look at quarterback lists the last couple of years. Jared Goff 2 years ago was probably like the 20s or 18. Last year, maybe he jumped up to like the 8 to 12 range. Yet the Lions have put together a top 5-6 offense and probably maybe the best offense right now. with him. Is Jared Goff the best quarterback? Probably not. Is he good? I think he is. But that offense with him runs very smoothly. So I think you can have a very efficient offense without having a great, great, great quarterback. I mean, you could even point out Jalen Hurts 22. Was Jalen Hurts really one of the three or four best quarterbacks in the NFL? But no, he was part of engineering that offense. But I think the quarterback's issues, to circle back to that, are contributing here. I think Jalen Hurts right now is a mid-tier quarterback. He is a mediocre NFL quarterback. You look at his numbers across the board, and we're talking about a lot of rankings in the 16, 17, 18 range in terms of pro football quarterback so far this season, not 6, 7, 8. It's closer to 16, 17, 18. That's where he ranks. Now you throw in the rushing stats, QBR stuff, and maybe you want to put him higher. But, you know, if we're just making a list of quarterbacks and how they've played this year, I can name quite a few guys before I get to Jalen Hurts. So it would be irresponsible to have a discussion on what's wrong with the Eagles offense. Why is it so mediocre without coming back to, well, the quarterback play is mediocre. You have mediocre quarterback play, you're generally not going to have great offensive production. I think Hurts at times has held them back, specifically turnovers. That wasn't the case Sunday against the Browns. They only scored 20 points. But specifically in games before that, the turnovers and where they were on the field really hurt them. Losing possession, you know, deep in the other team's territory. I think it was over the 50 both times in New Orleans. You're just taking points off the board. You're taking at least a field goal attempt, if not a touchdown, off the board. It's tough to live like that over and over again in the NFL and win. So I think that's a part of it. Jalen Hurts has just not played particularly great football. The next thing that comes to mind is, you know, go through what's going on with the Eagles offense, is the offensive line. You know, every time I see these rankings, I'm still told the Eagles have a great offensive line. I don't think they do. I think it's good, but I don't think it is as great as it has been in years past. They've had to dip into the depth now multiple times. Fred Johnson did an admirable job coming into the game in New Orleans, but he got cooked in Tampa. It won't surprise me he gets cooked here against the New York Giants, who have a good rush, especially Brian Burns. So I don't think it's a great pass blocking offensive line this year. Jalen Hurts has gotten sacked at the 10th or 11th highest rate in the NFL. Some of that's on him. He can't escape the way he used to, and he doesn't run as well as he used to. Some of it is on those guys. I don't think they have great, great, great pass protection this season. I think they're a better run-blocking unit right now than a pass-blocking unit, and Mekhi Becton is the best example of that. He is an outstanding run-blocking mauler at right guard. I can see why the Eagles transitioned him over, and they did it, and they let him do it, and they thought he could. But I don't like him as a pass protector. I think he gets stiff. I think he gets, you know, when there's quick, twitchy defensive tackles, he gets lost in the dust. I think he's a little slow on the pickup when it's like, I got to block that guy and then jump to this guy coming down the A-gap or whatever. And I don't think he does a great job. So I don't think the pass protection is where it has been in years past. I see plenty of teams in the NFL, Detroit chief among them, that are better at protecting the pass. I think the Packers are better at protecting, you know, Jordan Love. So I think it's a smaller part, but it's part of the issues. They're not, you know, I'd have to kind of look at every team, but I'd say they're closer to the 10th best pass blocking unit than the first. And maybe they're closer to 12th than they are fourth. You know what I mean? Like I think they've slipped in that area. And when you factor in the other issues and the quarterback and whatever the heck the scheme is, it all kind of comes out together. The other thing that just stands out is there's no rhythm. They seem to rely on accidents for big plays since week two. Week one, they made a lot of explosives. And they're actually relatively high up on the chart in terms of explosive play rate. But it just feels like that's their only offense. Like, they rely on accidents. And I mean that, I'm going to combine these, you know, 2 points. I mean that in the pass game and the run game. The mesh concept touchdown to Devontae last week. The bomb to AJ to seal the game. You know, they're almost like accidents. The mesh concept first down and more to Goddard to set up the game-winning touchdown in New Orleans. Almost like an accident. Saquon's running this year has been more Barry Sanders than Derrick Henry, more Barry Sanders than Jamal Lewis. And what I mean by that is it's not a steady, meticulous, even Adrian Peterson, steady, meticulous down the field six at a time. That's not really how Saquon Barkley's gotten his yards. Saquon Barkley feels like he breaks one huge one a game. And other than that, it's there's nothing there. And that part could be the way Saquon runs. He's got a little bit of that, I'm going to juke and try to make a big play, but also get a loss. That's part of who he is. And I think the Eagles knew that when they signed him. And I also think part of the situation is the offensive line just isn't opening up the same kind of holes as they have in the past. So I think there's an inconsistency to it. At times there's a huge hole and he runs right through and you're like, wow, Saquon Barkley's going to have 2,000 yards running behind this group. At times there really hasn't been as much there. I think part of it is teams are squeezing down on Hurts and the RPO game. It's not fooling people anymore. So you're not getting those easy yards the way Miles Sanders did a couple years ago off the RPO game. But it just doesn't feel like it has a flow to it. None of this offense feels like it has a flow. Passing game doesn't. Running game doesn't. There's just no flow to what they have going on. But I've noticed that. Like, where are the yards coming from? Where are the plays? And there's a reason why they can't be having these three and outs, and then they'll just score in bunches, because when it hits, right? The bomb to AJ, the mesh concept, wide open, easy pitch and catch, Devontae run for days. Like, the Eagles have these moments where the offense looks like, oh, the defense can't do anything. But it almost feels more like an accident than it does anything superb that the Eagles are doing. And if teams start adjusting to the bombs or the mesh concepts or just stay a little bit more disciplined on Saquon cutbacks, it could get really challenging to move the football, because there doesn't seem to be a rhythm to the pass game to get this thing, you know, down to down, series to series, where they want it to go. Those are standing out. And the part that I keep circling back to, and I don't know when or how or if we're going to get this moment, but I have a feeling we're not going to really know the problem until a variable changes. And let's just call the variables for what they are. There's only a few, okay? So the first variable that could change is Jalen Hurts misses time and he gets banged up and Kenny Pickett comes in. That's one variable that certainly could change. And based on Jalen Hurts' history, there's a chance that happens. I mean, Jalen Hurts has been banged up in every year he's been a full-time starter. He was even banged up with a hamstring when he only started four games in 2020. So I think there's a real chance we do see Kenny Pickett play a game or play at some point this season, because that's just the history of Jalen Hurts. Last year he played through the knee injury with the prone bruise or whatever it was. But that will give us a sense of, okay, there's some, like, let's just play it out. Let's say Kenny Pickett comes in and he's throwing the ball over the middle and the offense has flow to it. I think we could then say the quarterback was the biggest, you know, we kind of re-rank the issues. The quarterback was an issue. That would remind me, if it happened, of 2018, where the offense was just choppy and no flow all year. Things were off. It wasn't the same. And all of a sudden, Carson got hurt. Nick Foles came in and there was a flow again. And you felt like, oh, okay. It was the quarterback. The problem was the quarterback. They could fire Nick Sirianni. And if they do that and Kellen Moore becomes the head coach, you remove the Sirianni angle from it, and it is absolutely 1,000% just Kellen Moore's offense. So these are the variables that could change. Until we have a quarterback change or a coach change, it's hard to know exactly what the problem is and who's the most at fault. Those and by the end of the year, what's going to make it challenging for the Eagles, let's say they stay middling offensively all year. Well, at the end of the year, they'll probably fire the head coach. They'll consider, if Jalen Hurts is middling, looking towards the draft the way they did after 2019 when Carson Wentz was middling, and perhaps scouting and looking into quarterbacks in the draft, whether it be first round or second round or whatever. They could certainly do that. It probably will. And they also could, based on the new head coach, if it's an offensive guy, which you would think it would be unless they go the Belichick route, you know, that guy's going to bring his own offense. So you'd have you'd get more out of here too. So you'd go into next year and you wouldn't really know what the issue was from this year. The best thing for the Eagles at some point, if it stays middling, obviously the best thing for them is it starts to pop and work. But if it stays middling, the best thing's going to have to be a change, a variable change, a shakeup. So you know, so we know, so they know before they have to make big decisions on the coach, on the scheme, on the quarterback, on the future of the position here in Philadelphia. It's all going to play itself out. But the more information Howie Roseman and Jeff Lurie have, the easier it'll be to go whatever direction they go. And that's going to be critical. That is going to be critical for the future of the team. But it's mediocre right now. There's just we could slice it any way we want. It's a mediocre cake. More Jalen Sirianni. Maybe it's too many cooks in the kitchen. The quarterback's just not playing great as a whole. The offensive line is, I don't believe, great in pass blocking anymore. They rely on accidents for big plays since week two. It really feels like the run game is hit or miss, and we won't really know what until a variable changes. But 18th in points per game speaks for itself as we enter week seven of the NFL season. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, follow the podcast, go to YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there. Have yourself a great Thursday.